Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of D's Dragons. I'm Diane, your host, and as always, if you like what you hear, please subscribe, leave a review or comment, and share with your friends. This week's episode is about fantasy fiction and paranormal fiction in general. The topics, especially with fantasy fiction, I love to talk about the world building in fantasy fiction. That is one of my favorite things to do, is talk about world building in fantasy fiction. I, as a fantasy writer, love to build the world my characters are going to live in, and I love to create those, to figure out the time period, the clothing, the transportation, the different classes and races that are going to go into it. Like, am I going to have elves? Am I going to have dwarves? Am I going to have other different types of races as well? And I know that some of the tropes, like good versus evil and the different races, seems to be overused and can be tiring at points because you seem like you're getting the same old story sometimes. But if you can put a unique twist on that story involving those type of characters and involving those tropes like good versus evil and make it really unique with a unique twist, it's always a good thing, and it's a new take on the stories and the tropes even. And I'm not really going to get on about tropes because I love a good book that has a good versus evil type story, a plot that I just, those are one of the things I really love. And I love sword and sorcery as well. And one of the things I like to think about when I'm writing it is, and figuring out the outline for a new story, is whether or not I'm going to have a magic system and how big that magic system is going to be. And who and all is going to have the magic within them and how they're going to use it. But I also have to figure out, is it going to be a major part of the story? Is it going to be a small part of the story? How am I going to use it in the story? And that goes with the world building. That's one of the things about world building that I really love, is figuring all of this out. And I believe as a writer, especially a fantasy writer, if you make your world so good and so built up and believable that the readers are going to remember your world just as much as they're going to remember your characters and the plot of the book. For me, a couple of my favorite stories that I love that I think have really good world building and really strong characters, and yes, it does have good versus evil plots in a couple of them, is The Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and for me, also Game of Thrones. I have been influenced by all three of those in my writing and as far as world building and what to look at when I read those as like reference when I'm trying to come up with a new idea. I will go back and read those sometimes and go, okay, this is how they did it, but I want to do it this way. And fantasy just opens that all up to be able to do that kind of thing and build believable worlds and those worlds that people will remember. I think that's a lot to do with fantasy. And for me, my fantasy fiction, that's the one thing I love to do, is build the worlds, not just the characters as well. And now with paranormal, you've got a lot of different paranormal types stories too. Paranormal romance and the regular paranormal. And I'm just going to spend a little bit of time on it because I don't really write a whole lot of paranormal right now. I do love paranormal though. And it, one of the things about it is it can be the world building in it can be just as good too, and be just as much fun, because you can use a fictional town that you create and fictional world, or you can use a setting that's a real city like Savannah, Georgia, New Orleans, or somewhere like that that's steeped in paranormal history to use as reference as well. And I love to do research about stuff like that when I'm writing the paranormal stuff. And it's just, these two genres are two of my favorites, and I love talking about them and writing in the both of them. And I will be sharing some stuff of my own, some of my own writing soon, as far as like maybe little snippets and who some of the characters are and some of the settings and things like that. And to me, you have to, as a writer, you have to read in both of those genres, if that's what you're writing in, or any genre that you write in, you need to really read and do research and make the story your own, though, but you can use those tropes that are out there to make it your own as well. So more about world building and plot and characters later in other episodes. Thanks for tuning in. As always, as we close out, if you like what you hear, please subscribe, leave a comment or review, and share with your friends. Till next week.